brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today is the 14th day of October, 2009. And just in case you don't know my voice, I am not Alex Jones. I am Ted Anderson. I own the Genesis Communications Network. I also own Midas Resources Incorporated. Alex called me this morning. I had the pleasure of getting a call directly from Alex Jones in California, who happens to be shooting a film with Jesse Ventura. Could you imagine being in that position? Well, here I am, and I just want to tell you that Alex Jones is out there fighting the battle, and while he's doing that, he asked me to give you a quick call because he knows that gold is going crazy, and he wants me to give you a quick update. Gold right now has seen a low today of 1,057.20 and a high today of 1,066.10. Currently, the last time I had looked at gold, it was at 1,062.60. You know, I have people coming to me wondering if they should be selling their position in gold at this point. And they say that it's gone up so much in value. And they always look at me with gold, with these doe eyes when I say gold isn't increased in value at all. And they look at me and they wonder if I've gone crazy. And despite the fact that I have, gold has not increased in value. The dollar, this Federal Reserve note that we use here as money in the United States of America, has gone down and is going down again today. Right now, the dollar quoted at $75.63, down 18 cents at this particular moment. And that is just another indicator of what's going on in the marketplace. In case those of you who sleep through the night and don't watch the Asian markets like I do would know at this point in time that gold has already shot up over $1,070 an ounce. It happens in Asia. And here in the United States, where the manipulation is in favor of the U.S. dollar and the banking system that is currently under control, so to speak, does like to push the U.S. dollar up and suppress the price of gold. And that's why we see here in the United States, when the New York market opens up, we have a tendency to see lower prices. I guess that's an advantage to us. I wish they'd give us lower prices because it would give us a better opportunity to get out of their stinking fiat currency. Nonetheless, one way or the other, however you want to put it, the United States currency is on a downward slide, and I don't think that trend is going to stop, and I think it'd be foolish to sell your gold and silver and trade it back to Federal Reserve notes or anything that related to those. That would be including stocks, bonds, CDs, bank deposits, annuities, you name it. I don't think that there's anything that's safe out there other than precious metals. The real estate market has proven that to be true. Anything that's being priced based upon leverage, I would just get away from it. The United States has a tendency to spend more than they can afford, and that's one of the reasons why we're seeing a continuous loss in the dollar. Why are the Asian markets being strong? Well, guess what? The Chinese are right, you know, is right in that market. The Asian markets have a tendency to rise more than the U.S. markets, and that's because the Chinese are sitting on about $3.3 trillion of U.S. government securities. And if they sell those U.S. government securities, which they continue to threaten to do, the United States dollar is going to lose purchasing power here at home for us. We're going to be paying more for what we need to buy. It's going to be like Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico, and a long list of countries that have thought that they could spend their way out of their own troubles and borrow money in the process. And fortunately for the United States, we've been doing that for many, many years, but we've had the ability to use our status as the world reserve currency. That occurs because if people want to buy oil out of the Middle East, they had to buy U.S. dollar first in order to have the ability to purchase that oil. Countries right now are looking at ways to get out of that agreement as quickly as possible. Call Midas today. We do have just a wonderful buy. I'm holding gold coins at the same price as I did when I was on the air with Alex yesterday. 1-800-686-2237. Ask the brokers for the special. The Lakota is currently right now at $22.30. A fabulous buy. Frank's $227. I mean, you just can't beat it. 1-800-686-2237. Turn back the time machine and buy gold. Enjoy the show. Alex has a great show lined up for you.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Associated Press and Politico have both reported in the last month that Obama has an enemies list. We know Bill Clinton had one. Now, the Globe, which is about as good as the Inquirer, though they don't do Bat Boy and aliens landing in Central Park, they claim that they have a White House source with the enemies list. I think this is a public threat to people. And we're going to be going over that after Ray McGovern leaves us. Ray McGovern is one of President Ronald Reagan's intelligence briefers. From 81 to 85, he was in charge of preparing the daily security briefings for Reagan and Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush and the National Security Advisor, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a cabinet. Later, McGovern was one of several senior CIA analysts who prepared the president's daily briefing during the first Bush administration. He also famously challenged then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at a press conference, where are the WMDs? And of course, the defense secretary said, I never said they had WMDs. And he quoted Rumsfeld back and really devastated Rumsfeld. And that was really a turning point because Rumsfeld had been saying they had the WMDs and where they were in and around Tikrit. Then he had to back off. So I really respect Ray McGovern's analysis. He was also an infantry commander during the Vietnam era as well in the Army, if memory serves correctly. And he's been 2 years in remission from lymphatic cancer, so we're excited to have him here with us and doing better than ever. Joining us is Ray McGovern. Ray, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Ray, from memory, don't you have a new book out, too?
Well, I don't write books because then I'd lose my wife.
Okay, well, I heard somebody saying they heard you on Dallas radio about a book or something. Maybe you were talking about somebody else's book.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was talking about JFK and the Unspeakable, which is a book that people really should read. It's by James Douglas, and it goes over the very the most recently released data on the situation there in Dallas and elsewhere when John Kennedy was assassinated. Very interesting.
You know, I had dinner with Martin Sheen about a month ago, and he said it was the best JFK book he had read and was raving about it, and I forgot to get a copy of it. He was going to give me a copy of it, but I forgot to get it. Why is everybody saying this book is so powerful? I mean, you're a former top CIA analyst. You know, reading it yourself, I want to get into Iran, but that's a subject I never raised with you, is JFK. Why are you so impressed with this book?
Well, Alex, I have to confess that someone sent me that book about a year and a half ago, and as soon as I heard that it had this theory that it was the CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and people who had been suborned to the Secret Service that planned and executed the assassination of John Kennedy. As soon as I heard that, I said, well, this is pretty far out. I got lots of articles to write. So I put it on my back shelf, but recently I've been reading it. I've almost finished. And I share the view of those who have read it before and told me that it's the most painstakingly researched piece of work, and that it includes the very latest data that's been released from FOIAs or from other things. He conducted incredible interviews with people on the spot. And the evidence that he adduces, and, you know, I'm an intelligence analyst, so I know a little bit about this kind of thing, is very, very persuasive. And the reason that it has such current attention and applicability is because the very forces that Jim Douglas claims did JFK in are still very much around, are still very much intimidating a new president whose name happens to be Barack Obama. And if you just run down the line of things, it was Cuba, mostly, because JFK would not save the abortive Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961. The CIA and the Joint Chiefs got very mad about that. When JFK wouldn't launch a nuclear war on the Soviet Union during the missile crisis in 62, that got the Joint Chiefs really mad because they knew they had the advantage, and they told, look, Mr. President, it would only mean about 20 million of us killed, but we kill all the Russians. That kind of logic.
That was L.L. Lemitzer and Curtis LeMay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that crowd. That crowd was described by George Ball, the Deputy Secretary of State, as a cesspool. They're the ones that planned things like Northwoods and other things. So the primary, it's hard to put yourself back into those years, but there was such an incredible, visceral, knee-jerk anti-communism that, again, the Joint Chiefs thought it would be just fine if we did in all the Soviet Union in return to just, you know, maybe 20 million casualties here. John Kennedy faced into that, and not only that, but he started talking with Castro independently and secretly, he thought, because the CIA knew about it, and he had a private correspondence with Nikita Khrushchev. He made a big speech at American University saying we ought to get along with the Soviet Union. And if, what do you know? But 3 months later, the Limited Test Ban Treaty is signed. The JCS, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was cut out of those negotiations. So you can understand how they felt about that. And last but not least was Vietnam, where John Kennedy was convinced it was a fool's errand. And he could not convince the Joint Chiefs, nor his immediate advisors like McNamara and Rusk. And so he had to sort of surreptitiously move toward removing all our troops. And before he died, he ordered that the first 1,000 troops be brought home before the end of the year 63.
And he started issuing U.S. greenbacks and was beginning to phase out the Federal Reserve and giving anti-Federal Reserve speeches.
Yeah, he was running into lots of problems. And, you know, when Dwight Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex, Well, already what he was seeing was a military, industrial, congressional media complex, which we have in full swing right now. And so he's really up against it. And so I admire him even more than I used to in facing right into that. And it's not at all difficult for me to believe anymore that the people who both felt personally threatened and also felt that this fellow was selling out to the communists took it upon themselves to plan this thing, carry it off, and then appoint people to investigate it, in quotes, who would come out with the right conclusion, the politically correct conclusion that this Lee Harvey Oswald did it all alone. No one believes that anymore. So, yeah, the applicability of this thing with his Barack Obama, his big beribboned and bemedaled general officers are telling him, we're going to suffer defeat in Afghanistan if you don't give us 40,000-45,000 more troops. That's exactly the same situation that JFK faced.
What about the secret Pentagon document that came out 2 weeks ago? Is there any validity to that from your research, Ray McGovern, where they're saying they need 500,000 troops over the next 5 years?
Well, you know, Andrea Mitchell ran with that, and I was really surprised because all the information that subsequently emerged does not indicate that that document talked about 500,000. What I think people did, perhaps, was interpolate. They look at the ratio that the current Army manual says, the ratio of troops to citizens that is necessary for a successful insurgency, and you multiply the numbers by 38 million Afghans, and you get, 500,000 or more troops that would be
necessary. Yeah, that was the original. Secretary White told Bush, you need 500,000 or 450,000 to be technical. And Bush said, no, I can do it with 150. And I guess they're 23 million in Iraq. So the ratio would be above 500,000, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. And when you say 23 million in Iraq, I have to tell your listeners that there used to be 27 million in Iraq. That's not to say 4 million were killed. But 4 million have been displaced. A million, I believe, have been killed. And you have many millions, 2 million living internally as refugees, and 2.5 million living in the adjoining state.
Ray McGovern, shifting gears, I want to, in the 40 minutes we have left with you, I want to get your, because I mean, this is what you brief the presidents on. You are an expert on these regions, and talk to the other experts who are specifically specialists in these areas. The geopolitical setup, they're now admitting that Russia did not sneak attack Georgia. It was the other way around. Obama is doing the right thing, saying he's going to pull missile systems out, but then he's hedging his bets from what I've seen, saying maybe some new system down the road. So what you see happening in Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the U.S.-Russian relationship, and where all this is going, and then, of course, the $64 million question I want to cover first. From what I've read, the Iranians said, okay, in a few months we're going to open this new facility. They announced it. Our media spun it and said, we found a secret location, and it looks to me like another big lie, or am I incorrect?
Well, unfortunately, you're correct, Alex. What we have here is Iraq Part 2. You remember how what I call the fawning corporate media, how they spun Iraq, so we were all led to believe that there were weapons of mass destruction there and ties between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. None of that was right. And none of the hype that's going on now with respect to the, quote, Iranian nuclear threat, end quote, is right. It's hyperbole to the nth degree, and people in Congress in particular are having a feeding frenzy on things that they have so warped that the American citizen can't really understand what's going on.
Okay.
Try to put it in some context.
Okay, do that after we go to break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to break this down because I remember 2.5 weeks ago the Iranians have got all these different sites. The UN admits it can't get uranium above 95% to make weapons. The Iranians announce, here's a new site we've got. And then the media hoaxes it saying they've got it, it was secret, we found it, boy, we better attack them. Netanyahu's making secret trips to Russia to get green light. Russia starts saying, we support sanctions. What's your intel? Does that mean Russia's going to back an attack? We'll talk about it all with Ray McGovern straight ahead. Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 14, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1061.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1090.89, 545.45 for a half ounce, or 272.72 for the quarter ounce. That's 1090.89, 545.45, and 272.72.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Well, we have a former senior CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, whose information has proven over the years to be very, very accurate in hindsight, joining us. Okay, Ray, you were getting into what's really happening with Iran and these sites and what you agreed is a big hoax, saying that it was a secret site and they're going to nuke us in 45 minutes, changing the last letter in Iraq to Iran.
Yeah. Well, you got it, Alex. That's what's going on. It's hype that's really unconscionable. Let me go back a little ways here, because after the debacle on Iraq, when my former colleagues were visited several times by the vice president, his name is Cheney, and told to write a national intelligence estimate that said Saddam Hussein has all manner of weapons of mass destruction, that was October 1, 2002. After that happened, my former colleagues rose to the occasion and said, no more of that stuff. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to tell the truth, which reverts back to the kind of atmosphere in which I worked. The only place in town without a political agenda, the only place in town that can tell the president without fear or favor what we really think. Now, to make that clear, when people say, well, how come you torture people? They're basically two CIAs, all right? The one that obeys the president's wishes and is able to do that under the National Security Act 1947, the one that goes off and kidnaps people and tortures people, that's not the CIA I worked in. I worked in the analysis part and the part of the covert agency that collected information, okay? And what I'm talking about now is that CIA. Now, what did we do? Well, what did my former colleagues do? Well, what we did, I have to coin a phrase, is in 2006, we gave Bush and Cheney the finger, Tom Finger, F-I-N-G-A-R, who was an honest estimator, incredibly bright, came from the State Department, and ran an estimate on Iran and its nuclear program, which is a bottom-up estimate. They spent months and months and months relooking at all the previous work, taking into account the most recent information, and they came up with some startling conclusions, conclusions that were at direct variance with what President and Cheney had been telling the world, okay? Number one, the NIE judged with, quote, high confidence, end quote, that Iran had stopped a covert nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003 and had not resumed work on this nuclear weapons aspect of its program. This is an essential part of a nuclear program. They stopped work on it, and the latest briefing of Congress indicates that the CIA believes, and the intelligence community as well, that they did not restart this. So this is a very curious way to be, as Defense Secretary Gates says, hell-bent on developing a nuclear weapon if you stopped, let's see, what's the math here, 6 years ago, okay?
And, sir, didn't they say at the time in the highly publicized report that if Iran restarted it, it would take 9 years?
Oh, well, they said 2015 or so. It was a kind of a bracketed thing, and it all depended on how quickly they could enrich uranium to the weapons grade, and also what kind of delivery system they could get. Now, no one from a technical point of view said that Iran could be a threat to the United States in any time frame soon. They have no ICBMs. They have no method of delivering a weapon, even if they restarted their work on weapons. To whom are they a threat? Well, there's one other country in that region who actually has about 200, some people say 300 nuclear weapons deliverable by aircraft, by submarines, by surface ships, by missile. And the name of that country is Israel. And no one should shy away from mentioning that, because that is the fly in the ointment. If there's a country in that region that has not signed the non-proliferation agreement and has this kind of capability, and the United States shows itself willing to invade a country like Iraq without that capability, well, if I were an Iranian, you know, I would think long and hard about being able to have the option to have that capability. And so this estimate said, we don't know whether the Iranians would develop a nuclear weapon, but the evidence is not there. We will know in great time, in enough time, to know and take precautions and get them to negotiate. But
Ray,
the bottom
got
line
a break.
Here is there is time to negotiate.
Long segment coming up. We'll continue there. Look at the latest hype. Iran announces they've got a facility. The media spins it and says, we found a secret facility. We've got to attack.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky.
Going back to Ray McGovern in just one moment as we continue to get a briefing from him. Honored to have him on what's really going on. And he's one of the main people that came out and said the WMD thing is all a lie in Iraq. The yellow tubes, or the aluminum tubes, the yellow cake from Niger, all of it. And then now we know in hindsight it was all lies. And they literally are running the same playbook again. We'll talk to Ray McGovern in a moment. Also talk about Russia, talk about Afghanistan, Pakistan, and get his view on where all that is going. Before we do that, I want to remind listeners, you can pre-order now my new film, Fall of the Republic. It ships on DVD on or before October 21st, just 3 weeks from now. This covers the banks, how they control both parties, how they mesmerize the population, how they're recruiting Stasi forces within the United States. It's all documented. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Fall of the Republic, available at InfoWars.com. Also, Diginet.net. They have sunglasses. The technology's really gotten small and inexpensive. That have a small chip recording in them with a tiny camera, no wires. where you can surveil, defend yourself when the police pull you over. It's got time code stamps, so it's good in court. They have pins that have high-quality video and audio now. All available at diginet.net, diginet.net. We've got a counter Big Brother with its own tools. Fight fire with fire. Check out diginet.net today or give them a call to get a catalog of their whole line of great products at 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681, diginet.net. Okay, going back to Ray McGovern. Ray, you left off with the CIA assessment 2006, and then now we fast forward to they've taken some troops out of Iraq, replaced them with contractors, put 20 to 30,000 more troops and contractors in Afghanistan. They're saying on the news, we caught a secret nuke factory. We caught them. It's incredible. And then a few days later, did we catch them? Well, they made the announcement after they knew we knew. So break down what's really happening today.
Yeah. Well, we caught them several months ago, Alex, and they announced the existence of this new enrichment plant on their own initiative, and they did that just a week before the negotiations start. Your listeners perhaps need to be reminded that tomorrow is a very big day because the five Security Council members plus Germany and Iran are getting together to talk about the Iranian nuclear program. Now, that's why the hype is the pitch that it is. The media here are trying to hype this thing up and say, well, look, now we've discovered a new enrichment facility. Well, we know about that enrichment facility for months. And now the Iranians are claiming that they're well within their rights under the treaties governing this kind of activity to announce the establishment of this thing because it's several months more before it gets ready to enrich anything. So the hype is there, and the bottom line, people, you just need to realize that Iran is nowhere near. Iran is years and years away from a nuclear weapon. Okay, I'll repeat that one more time. Years away from a nuclear weapon. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe what the Israelis are saying. These are technical questions, okay? Now, when I did the president's daily brief, yeah, I didn't write all the briefs. Obviously, I know who the good analysts were, the honest technical people, and it was a privilege to put their stuff in readable form and give it to the president. Well, now I still know those folks, and I'm not getting this from a government's head. I'm getting it from people like Greg Thielman, who ran the State Department, the INR, the research there, and the intelligence outfit of the State Department, and was right. These people were right before the Iraq estimate there in 2002. And he now writes for the Arms Control Association, and it's the best stuff out there. Just Google Arms Control Association. You'll see what Greg Thielman is putting together.
Well, Ray, boil it down for us then. What does Iran really have? What are they really doing? And, A, why can Israel have weapons? Why can Pakistan have weapons? Why is that okay? But Iran's nowhere near it, and we're hearing we got to put sanctions on them. We got to attack them. They could kill us any minute.
Well, Alex, it will be no news to you that there is something in this country that I call the Likud lobby. The Likud being the hard right faction of the Israeli government, Israeli parties, and they have inordinate influence in this country. And if you were to ask why it is that Congress is preparing as we speak, to pass a law that would actually be an act of war to interdict the supply of gasoline and such products to Iran, why they are doing that? Well, it's because a lot of their money and a lot of their votes come from what I call the Likud lobby.
Why does Israel want to attack Iran?
Well, you know, if you look at the Israelis and their frame of mind, and I think it's a terribly myopic frame of mind, I care about what happens to Israel, and I think it's exactly the wrong policy. They think that if they can sap the Iranian nuclear facility, as they did to the facility in Osirak in Iraq in 1983, then they could set the Iranians back, 5, 10 years perhaps, if they're allowed to do that. Now, that's very myopic. the Iranians, unlike the Iraqis in those days, the Iranians can retaliate. They can close the straits. They can decimate our troops in Iraq. And they can hit Israeli cities even now. Not with a nuclear weapon, but with lots of missiles, okay? So it would be bedlam if this happened. And yet the Israelis are trying to get our okay to let them do it. This is lunacy. But they have this kind of frame of mind. Netanyahu, their prime minister in particular, that this must not be let happen and that they're going to delay it as long as they can. If it takes an armed strike, they'll do it. Now, the only thing that is preventing them from doing it at this point, in my estimation, is this. Admiral Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is responsible for our troops and our security, has gone over to Israel this time last year and said, look, don't even think about it, okay? You fly your planes over our airspace in Iraq, we're going to shoot them down, okay? So don't even think about this, and don't think you can perpetrate the kind of incident like the Liberty incident back in June of 68, because we remember that. I'm a naval officer, and that's just not going to happen again. Now, that was pretty gutsy, and that put the kibosh on what the Israelis were planning the following August. August of 08.
Let me go back. We had the admiral you just talked about, and then it leaked. It also leaked that... And a New Yorker covered it, MSNBC covered it, Cy Hirsch talked about it. We'd all heard about how these radio calls were coming in, Iranian patrol boats attack, blow up the destroyers near the Strait of Hormuz there in the Gulf. And then it came out later that Cheney was discussing plans to paint up U.S. ships like Iranian patrol boats and have them attack our ships. Now, this came out a year after you on this show and other shows said, what I'm hearing from intelligence sources is they may attack our ships and blame it on Iran. Were you being given specifics? Because it's one thing to get this from Cy Hirsch a year after it happened, now 2 years ago. It's another thing for you, and I remember the interviews a year before, to say that's what you were concerned about.
Well, Alex, I wish I could brag about an inside source on this particular thing. I cannot. I was using what we in Army intelligence used to call the swag factor. You know what that is?
No.
That's a scientific wild-ass guess.
So it's thin slicing or it's dead reckoning?
Yeah, it's, you know, trying to put yourself in the position of the Israelis and what success they had with the incident there where they killed 34 of our seamen there and wounded 171 in June 8th, 1967. And, you know, they talk about moxie or chutzpah. They were quite capable of doing that again, particularly if they had an ally in the Vice President of the United States, which clearly they did. And when Cy Hirsch came out with that a year later, you can imagine my reaction. I said, wow, that was a good guess, McGovern. But it was just at that point a guess.
Okay, we had Bear on, the former CIA fellow, for folks that don't know.
Bear?
Yeah, and he said 2 years ago, and I don't trust him as much as I trust you for obvious reasons, but he said, I'm worried about the Saudis staging a false flag to blame it on Iran. And then now we see more and more similar things coming out along those lines. What's your take on that?
Well, Bob knows the area a lot better than I do, and I have great confidence in his judgment. You know, the Saudis are Sunni, the Iranians are Shia. It may seem like lunacy to us, but it matters a great deal in that area. And for the Iranians to become the preponderant power in that area, well, the Saudis don't like that at all. Whether they would resort to this kind of provocation or not, you know, I don't know, but Bob would be in a much better position to speculate on that.
Well, I mean, what is it like for you, knowing the region, studying it, when they get up on the news and say Iran is backing al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, that when it's the opposite group, Sunni, arch enemies, you know, they fight more than they do with Christians or Jews, really, if you look at the statistics that I've looked at. I mean, that's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are the are the New York Giants. I mean, it's clearly two different groups. And then the famous case 2.5 years ago with the president of Afghanistan, and Bush says, yes, Iran is funding Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And Mohammad Karzai says, excuse me, Your Excellency, respectfully, but Iran's helping us. Their enemy is Al-Qaeda. They're back on the news, as you know, saying that Iran is Al-Qaeda when the last White House admitted they were using Al-Qaeda-based groups to stage terror attacks inside Iran.
Yeah. Well, in answer to your question, Alex, I take this blood pressure medicine now, so when I listen to this kind of stuff. But all kidding aside, you know, when Bush was allowed to mischaracterize, maybe a nice way of saying things, all these very important developments, and the mainstream press, people like Charlie Gibson, would just kind of say, I refer specifically to Bush's famous exit interview where Charlie Gibson finally said, well, Mr. President, why did you really think you had to attack Iraq? And he said, oh, it was simple. Saddam Hussein wouldn't let the UN inspectors in. And Charlie Gibson said, oh, okay. And he goes on to the next question, you know.
But he was letting the inspectors in.
They were combing through his palaces. They were interviewing his scientists one-on-one. It was George Bush that threw the UN inspectors out 2 days before shock and awe. And Charlie Gibson was thinking away with that. Let's get back to Iran. Here's, you know, I told you about the estimate here. It actually appeared in November of 07. They started working on it at 06. And so November 07, this big shock, namely, that the NIE judges, and I used to chair these things, so I know what kind of work goes into this, high confidence that Tehran had halted a covert nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003. What does the president say the following March? He says, quote, Iran has declared that he wants to be a nuclear power with a weapon to destroy people, including others in the Middle East, end quote. You know, that's made up. You know, you make that kind of stuff up, but you shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. Iran never declared any such thing. As a matter of fact, the intelligence people were telling the president that Iran had ceased work on the nuclear weapons.
And now they're hyping that again. I was watching CNN this morning, and they cut to some female blonde-haired comedian. I missed her name. As if it was news. They go, let's cut to see what she says about Iran. And she's like, Ahmadinejad, how dare you say you want to nuke us and blow everything up? How dare you? We see through you, little man, little devil. And then she laughs. And I'm like, this is news now? When they always distort what he says, and I'm certainly not defending him or the mullahs or any of them over there. The point is that it's all being manufactured again. They're beating the war drums. Here's the big issue. Do you think they're going to hit them, or will it be sanctions first, or will they false flag, or where is this going?
Well, it depends on how staunchly the only reputable institution in our government stands up to this. I have a lot of admiration for Admiral Mullen. I think that you know, he's inclined and, you know, knee-jerk to obey orders. But he and his predecessor, Admiral Fallon, you remember Fallon quit when he was CENTCOM commander because he had said, we're not going to do Iran on my watch. And it took several months, but he was...
Because he knows what will happen. We should talk about what will happen, the three different scenarios if Iran gets hit.
That's exactly right. You know, and one of them, you know, one of them says, well, Iran has the capability of closing the Straits of Hormuz. Now, okay, that's where... like two-thirds of the oil that comes out of the oil-rich Middle East has to come through, okay? Now, what's Mullen say to that question? He says, yes, the Iranians have the capability of closing the straits, but we can reopen them. Well, yeah. How are they going to reopen them? Send a Marine division into the cliffs overlooking the Straits of Hormuz? Give me a break. Where
when they've got 12,000 sunburn missiles aiming down.
Yeah, and where is he going to get the Marine division? They're all already exhausted in Afghanistan, and some of them left in Iraq. So, you know, this all has a degree of unreality. And when I see Senator Kit Bond of Missouri and John Kyle talking about, we need regime change. We need regime change in Iran because there's such a threat to Israel. Well, you know, that just reminds me of the old saw about, you know, when they offered to make Israel the 51st state of the United States, Israel refused. You know why, Alex?
Well, no, why?
Because then they'd only have two senators.
Oh, man. This is just insane. So what's the intel you're getting? Are they planning to hit Iran, or are they just going to have sanctions? Where is this going?
I think Netanyahu is chafing at the bit. And I think Obama is under great pressure from the Likud lobby and from those still in the White House who have great difficulty distinguishing between what they perceive to be the strategic interests of Israel on the one hand and those of the United States on the other. I hope, and that's what it is, a hope. It's just a little bit more than a little less than an expectation that Obama will stand up to this. This would be a ruinous war. This would be worse than what he contemplates doing in Afghanistan. This would be bedlam. And I think that as long as he listens to people like Mullen, that he'll be restrained.
Final segment with Ray McGovern straight ahead. I want to get his take on the Russia situation, where he thinks Afghanistan's going. I just wish we could stop having all these wars. I mean, our government has overthrown Iran repeatedly. They're constantly meddling inside their nation. We've really done this country wrong, folks. And now they're saying they're going to nuke us. I mean, it's just pure bull.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
Raymond McGovern is our guest. Final segment. Ray, what about the rest of the world geopolitically? What's going on?
Well, what's going on is the rest of the world is looking at us and kind of shaking its head. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians are the big players, of course. And as they watch what we're trying to do in Afghanistan, you know, they're sort of shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, be our guest. You know, we all tried that in Afghanistan. We all failed going back to, you know, going back to Alexander the Great, not to mention Genghis Khan and the Persians and the Indians and the British and the Russians. Go ahead, you know, waste your military. And with respect to with Iran, you know, the Russians used to care a great deal about what happened on their soft southern underbelly, but they seem almost cavalier with respect to Iranian plans. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that they don't have Israel as their, quote, ally, end quote. Now, why do I use quotes? Well, because 99% of the American people believe that Israel is an ally of the United States. That's wrong. An alliance requires a treaty. There is no mutual defense treaty between the United States and Israel. And the reason there is none is because treaties require internationally recognized boundaries, and Israel is in possession for over 60 years now. No, 60 years from 67 on till now, whatever the math is, of the occupied territories, West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. And Israel, the last thing it wants is to have any international body draw the borders back to where they used to be. So there is no alliance, and yet we proceed, and the media characterizes our relationship with Israel as an alliance. Our policymakers treat it that way. But Russia sits back and laughs and says, well, if they do something really idiotic, if they close the Straits of Hormuz, guess who benefits? Who benefits?
Russia.
Russia has got all the oil, you know. Man, that the price of oil, you know, we'll be able to have a villa, we'll have a dacha for each little worker in the Russia.
Is that why Russia met with Netanyahu secretly a month ago and has now said they support sanctions against Iran?
Well, you know, Russia plays a very clever game. You know, they express concern about this and then they go ahead. Now, with Netanyahu, they are a restraining influence, although they don't care as much as we do. So, when Netanyahu goes up there, what you expect him to get is not approval for a strike on Iran, but some sort of reassurance that, for example, the Russians won't sell sophisticated missiles to defend the Iranian sites there, the enrichment sites. So, you know, last year, Ehud Olmert went to Moscow, and he was summoned there, and the Russians warned him in similarly definitive terms, like Admiral Mullen, don't even think of attacking Iran. So the Russians have no real incentive for that kind of attack, but if it happens, you know, they're going to be the big beneficiary by doubling the price of their
oil. Got to cut you off. We're almost out of time. In the last minute, do you think it's sanctions or an attack? I mean, if you had to make a dead reckoning again, do you think they're going to hit Iran the next year or two?
I don't know, Alex. It will depend on how this thing plays out. There will be sanctions first, but there's great pressure for an attack, and I would not rule out the likelihood that Israel would be given a nod by somebody in the White House and go ahead and do it and force our hand.
And then Iran will go absolutely wild.
Oh, yeah. It'll be bedlam, and we'll suffer great attrition for our own troops in the area.
Ray McGovern, thank you for your time.
You're most welcome.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.